Brandon, here's what our blog reader wrote. I'm 6 months pregnant, and I was wondering how to approach my situation in the job market. Should I wait until after the baby's born, or should I try to find something now? I'm afraid of getting a job and then going on maternity leave a few months later. How is it viewed when an employee works for a few months and then has to take an extended leave?
It's very difficult to recover from that, regardless of the reason. And I always advise folks, don't take any kind of leave in the first 6 months of your starting a new job. Anything before that is going to be seen as not committed to the organization.
Of course, in this case, the new employer probably should have an idea that this is coming down the pike. Does that help at all? Does that soften the situation at all?
I think it makes it in some ways harder. The jobs that are getting posted right now are not flexible enough where they can afford to have a new employee leave for several months with the thought that they may or may not come back depending upon medical issues. So I would have real questions of whether or not she could get a job, to be honest with you. They will discriminate. Legally, they can't, but they will. They'll find another reason. They've got so many candidates. So she's got a tough battle because walking into an interview 6 months pregnant, they know they're going to lose her. And they also know if it's a small business, not only are they going to lose her, it could be a significant hit to their health care. So right off the bat, she's a liability.
So to her direct question, I think I know where you're going here. Is it better to try to nail down her job or to wait potentially until the fall, I think we would be talking about, to find that new job?
So assuming she has financial flexibility, it would be much more in her best interest to wait. She can do contract work right now. She can do other things that would still allow her to build towards something. But it would be much better in her best interest to wait.
So what if financially you can't make it work and you have to have a job now?
Then naturally, all this changes. She needs to go in an interview, and that's absolutely fine. And she needs to be able to come prepared with some kind of a plan for the employer. Maybe they don't ask the question, but be prepared in case they do. If they hint around at, so how long you think you're going to be gone? How long are you going to be out? You need to be able to have a game plan so they have more assurance that you are going to be predictable. Because their fear is that you're not going to be predictable. They can't rely on you. That will help you get that job.
I want to flip this a little bit. What about a guy that's looking for a job and he's about to be a father and he knows and maybe he's going to want to take some paternity leave? Same situation for him, do you think?
No, very different situation. First of all, he can interview for a job. No one will know, and he shouldn't talk about it in the interview. And second, he should probably be very thoughtful about how much paternity leave he takes. Even if it's explicitly stated that it's available to him to take, it's still frowned upon in the United States.
We're happy to take your questions and maybe answer them here on the air. Contact us through Brandon's blog at gpb.org/radio. Brandon Smith is our career and workplace expert. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, always my pleasure.